Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Loud and Local. Right now I have a band called Sunspots just put out a new song. By the time you hear this, they're likely going to be back from tour. But guys, how's it going?
It's going good.
Great.
How you doing?
Right on. Doing good. It's funny that we're like talking and broing down, and then when we turn the mics on, I'm like, how are you officially doing? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I have no better answer.
First name, and what do you do in the band?
My name is Malcolm. I play guitar.
My name's Kaylee. I sing and play bass.
Awesome.
My name is Andrew. I also play guitar.
And we're missing one member.
Yes. TJ Main. He plays drums for us.
And what is he doing right now?
He is, as Malcolm put it, wait, what'd you say? Arms deep in honey?
Elbow deep in honey, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing with his bees.
Beekeeper.
Yeah. That's his profession? He's a beekeeper?
Yeah.
Or just a hobby?
He literally just, no, it's his profession. He literally just went and drove to California to pick up a truckload of bees to bring them back to his spot in Washington.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is that in Tacoma or Seattle?
It's actually on the east side.
East side,
near
okay.
Bellevue somewhere?
Yeah, I think he's Bellevue.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't need to dox him, but, you know, just to know, right? So. Well, okay, are you guys a Tacoma band? Is that your area? Are you guys a Seattle band or just all?
Kind of debatable.
Yeah.
A King County band?
Half
or
and half.
Pierce County band?
Yeah, I think we're exactly 50-50.
Majority's Tacoma, actually, now.
But
we practice in Tacoma.
Yeah. But we haven't, this is going to be our first Tacoma show coming up. So
really?
We've been very reluctant to say that we're a Tacoma band because, you know, we don't want to get called out or anything. But when I announce us at gigs, I usually say we're from Tacoma and Seattle.
Nice. So right in there in the middle. But let's get a little bit of the origin story before we talk about your tour you're about to go on. So you said you've never played a Tacoma show. It sounds like you guys are pretty new then.
Yeah.
Or have you been for a few years now?
We actually, it's kind of crazy to think about because we technically started, I think, in 2018.
Okay.
Is that correct? Or 2017? Yeah, 2018.
2018?
I don't remember.
I think it was 2018 that we like started jamming together. And then 2019, we played our first show. And then like, you know, January 2020, we went on our first tour and then obviously took like a 2-year hiatus pretty much because of COVID. So it feels like we're a new band because we kind of like also figured out our sound a little bit more over COVID. So it really feels like we're kind of in that perfect spot where we pretty much are new.
Cool.
Yeah.
How'd you guys come together? You guys friends before the band? Was this a random Guitar Center ad that you guys answered? You know, was it a Craigslist?
Almost.
Almost.
I was, so they were all friends and then I was actually Landon put me in touch with them.
Awesome.
He was, because I had just moved here like a couple years before. And
where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I had like met Landon through some friends and then I think we literally went to karaoke before one time and then you guys are looking for a singer? I know this girl that can sing.
Yeah.
And then he literally like connected us. It's like the most random thing that he's the one that connected us.
But was it karaoke at Bob's Java Jive?
No, it was actually in Seattle at Hula Hula.
Okay, nice. Up on Capitol Hill. Okay. Yeah. So you obviously had some experience singing then. Had you been in bands before?
Yeah, in LA, I started playing bass when I was like 16.
Killer.
So my first band was not me playing bass, but I was learning at the time, and I just sang in this kind of like indie, like wannabe folky kind of situation. Okay. And then me and my friends.
Is it like the Lumineers?
Literally, yes. Like, really? That is what we wanted to be. Like, guys... I was like 17, 18, and we were like, this is.
Stomping and stuff?
No stomping.
Okay.
God, but,
no stomp parts.
But we were probably really close if we would have kept going.
Okay. Washboard?
Yeah. But then after that, I actually started like a rock band with some friends.
Killer.
Very like Pixie inspired and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Cool. And you guys had already, you know, kind of started the project, or what the ideas, the seeds of what the project would be, or?
Yeah, we were jamming for a little bit, and like me and Andrew have played in a bunch of bands together, like hardcore and punk bands,
yeah,
going back for a long time. So yeah, we had started jamming and wrote some stuff, and yeah, we're just for probably a couple months before we started jamming with Kaylee.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, you guys got some momentum, and then COVID happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I saw you guys play. Was it with Gag, or was it Gag Show at the Funhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Was
yeah.
that
yeah,
yeah that's
yeah.
the show with Apex Predator? I think they played too.
Totally, yeah, that was a tour kickoff for
yeah.
the tour we went
yeah,
on with
yeah.
Gag.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Again, I have the band called Sunspots in studio. We're gonna play a song called Gutterball. This is a song you guys just recently released. Is it coming from a new record you're about to drop, or do you guys kind of just doing a single style?
Single style.
Yeah,
single
just kind style. Of a one-off.
Okay.
Yeah. We got back from a tour and had this song lying around, and our friend Aaron O'Neill, who plays in...
Of course.
Legend.
Yeah.
Drum legend.
I saw him recently, not recently, but months back, doing. He was playing he was part of the house band for a David Bowie tribute.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to go to that.
That was amazing.
So
he crushed.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Like Mike McCready from Pearl Jam playing guitar for him. I'm like, Aaron's.
What oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
That's awesome.
He's really slumming.
Members
it
of Thunder. Yeah. And stuff like that. So
he actually owed us a favor. Malcolm did some electrical work at his house.
Oh wow!
So he recorded drums for us.
Shout out to AO.
Yeah. Shout out AO.
So, back to the single though. So you were saying, and I cut in with this.
Oh no, that's the whole story. Yeah, we just had this song kicking around, and had this. We just wanted to kind of do something when we got back from this tour, and so I asked AO if he wanted to do it. And he did, so it was cool. It was fun just to do this. I don't know, I feel like it's always good to have something that you're working on. You know, yeah, what
absolutely.
I mean? So
you gotta you know, put it out there on TikTok, get it trending.
Right.
You know, get people, you know, talking about your band. You got to stay relevant with the kids, right? You know,
yeah.
No, I don't know what I'm saying.
Don't, yeah, yeah. I don't. I'm on TikTok a lot, and I don't even know how to go about like trying to promote a band on there.
I had this band up recently, they're really, really young, called Alex Vile. Cool.
I listened
band from
to,
Tacoma.
I yeah. listened to your episode with them.
Yeah, totally they're did. Really cool, rad kids, and I was just like, so, hello, fellow kids, I'm also young, you know, and I was just like, so, but I felt like, I was like, so I was going to ask you, are you going to put out an album, or are albums even relevant anymore? Like, I don't know, so, anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, we're going to go into the song Gutterball. Anyone want to say anything about it?
Our friend Christine made a really wonderful music video.
Yes.
Sick.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible. It's like the most exciting thing ever. It's like an entirely animated video except for the intro.
Wow.
It's so incredible. I suggest everyone to go listen to it. Or watch
animated.
It.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we'll put the link to check that out in the description. And definitely check that out. So here's Gutterball, Sunspots. It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Gutterball. Sunspots here on Loud and Local. We're missing one member. Who? What's her name again?
Oh, TJ.
TJ. Okay, so let's ask this question to start. What was the first album you ever purchased as a kid? But I'm going to ask you first, what do you think TJ's first album he ever
Oh no!
You could guess. I feel like it's like Steely Dan or something.
Yeah. Steely Dan, Royal
or like
Scam,
the Grateful Dead.
Aja. Okay, yeah. Is he kind of
Almond
dad rocker? Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Credence.
Nice.
Right. Yeah. Just like something a 60-year-old man would buy. You know.
Nice. Yeah, okay. Don Henley. You know. Mm-hmm. Montrose. Awesome. Okay, so let's start with you, Andrew. What was the first album you ever purchased as a kid? Like CD, cassette tape, whatever. And you know what? I'm going to say, I lied. I told you guys that mine was No Doubt Tragic Kingdom. It was actually a Christian rap tape called Resurrection Rap. So,
oh, sick.
I will lay it down, is starting with the embarrassing one. Andrew, what do you got?
Okay, so funny enough, like my parents would only let me listen to Christian music.
Cool.
So
that's why you're in Sidetracked?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, ex-Sidetracked acts.
Yeah.
So like they would buy me, I could get them to buy me like all of the Christian stuff that came out
MXPX,
at the time.
POD.
But you know, I wanted more.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the first album I bought with my own money, I bought Green Day's Insomniac.
Nice.
And I had to hide it.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. But yeah, they didn't know I had it.
And wow. There's some swears on that, Andrew.
There's certainly some swears.
Wow. All right. And we come to you. What's your answer?
Okay. After doing some thinking, uh-huh. I'm pretty sure. Okay, I'm a little bit younger here.
Mm-hmm.
You're
like these freaking old.
These freaking old guys. Yeah. Like. I think honestly, the first CD I ever bought with my own money, which I think was Christmas money, was the self-titled JoJo CD.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Get out, stay out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I
she's
happened,
still
she's
making
awesome.
Music.
I went to
she's
a
she's beautiful too.
Oh,
she's,
gorgeous.
Wow.
She sang the national anthem at a random Kings game that I was at one time.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. Like I had no idea, and I was like starstruck and crying. It was so.
I
want to awesome.
Get your CD signed. That's amazing.
I would have.
JoJo. All right. Cool. We got Green Day, JoJo, and what's yours, Malcolm?
Okay. In a similar story to yours, mm-hmm. Kevin, the thing that I always think about first, people before, is New Enema of the State.
Yeah.
But in reality, I'm pretty sure it was Soundtrack.
Okay. Because
I loved Grease.
That's awesome. Were you a musical theater kid?
No. I was like... I saw it when I was like 7 or 8
Go
or
Grease
whatever.
Lightning.
I was like, dude, I love this shit.
I mean,
okay. So this is what we realize when we do this exercise. If you mix Green Day, JoJo, and the Grease soundtrack,
dude,
you get sunspots.
Literally. Yeah. I'd say
it's
so.
Not off, right?
That's amazing. I definitely take inspiration from her vocally. So.
Okay, nice. That's awesome. Okay, so what were we going to talk about? We were going to talk about, you know, coming up in hardcore, underground, kind of loud, angry music, and your guys' music is kind of soft and pretty, and it's heavy at times, but it's not, you know, abrasive, fast, piss-off hardcore. What made you go in this direction with a more alternative style?
Yeah, I think, I've always been really into bands that were kind of in that middle ground, you know, mm-hmm. like a band like, you know, like Dinosaur Jr. Yeah. or something, you know, or there's, you know, lots of examples like that where it's literally people from like yeah. hardcore
Quicksand,
bands or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also then at the same time, like, I really like bands that are like sort of play poppy, like hooky music, but in like a sort of abrasive way, like,
yeah.
like Jesus and Mary Chain mm-hmm. or like stuff like that. That was like a big influence on me when I was like a teenager. So yeah, I think I just got to a point in my life where I was like, had all these riffs kicking around where I was just always playing in hardcore bands, but I yeah. would write stuff that wasn't hardcore. And I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know what to do with this. And I just got to this point where I was like, oh, maybe I should do a band that's not band, hardcore.
Yeah. You know?
But yeah. with that same like energy or sure. like urgency that like hardcore has, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone want to join in?
Oh, I was just Malcolm called me, asked me if I wanted to do the band.
And
you're like, and I thought he wanted me to play bass, and he said he wanted me to play guitar, and I was just so shocked by that I had to do it.
Well, thank God also, because I can't play guitar for shit.
Well, it worked out.
Yeah, worked out perfectly.
I mean, nice. I can't play guitar for shit either.
Oh,
here we are.
Here we are. Exactly. Anything you want to add?
Basically just like started learning bass when I was 16 because yeah. I was like, I need to play rock music. That's yeah. something that I just need to do. Mm-hmm. And then when I learned how to do it, I just started doing it and never stopped. And then it was really like just perfect timing. And because I had only been in Seattle for like a couple of years when we started jamming. So it was kind of like I was looking for a band and they yeah. happened to be looking for someone that played bass and sang. And I was like, well, this seems quite perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are going to go out on tour, and what's up next for the rest of the summer? You guys going to be going out on more tours? You guys have any big shows at the end of summer or toward the middle of the summer? You guys just...
Dude, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. We usually don't have a lot of... people don't ask us things in much advance.
Sure.
So
okay.
We usually get thrown on. I'm sure we'll try and record as much as we can after tour because yeah. we have a lot of songs
awesome.
To record. So,
do you guys want to do it kind of as just putting out singles out, or do you guys want to do a full length?
We definitely want to do a full
yeah.
length.
Okay.
But records take so long
sure.
to get back.
Yeah.
They're really expensive.
And
so expensive. If somebody would like to pay for it.
Well, there you go.
Really,
there's people
really
that
cool.
listen to this, you know,
yeah.
maybe we'll get you on.
Please pay for a record.
We have so yeah. many songs. They're really good.
We got tracks, man.
They're so good. You're going to love them.
Sub Pop Triple LP.
Dude,
you know?
Dude. We're even Hardly Art. Hey, we're not asking for
yeah.
a lot here.
It's a sub label.
Yeah.
You know, sub label with Sub Pop.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to play another song, and then we'll come back and ask you the hard questions, all right? So we're going to go into Never Gonna Change. This is from the single Never Gonna Change?
Off the EP Lucy.
Off the EP Lucy.
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember when you used to be able to buy Lucy's?
Like, oh,
buy
yeah.
Lucy
yeah.
cigarettes?
You could still do
yeah.
that.
Really?
I know a place in South Seattle.
Oh, you got to tell me. Because sometimes you just want, you don't want a whole pack.
Right.
No, you just need one.
Yeah.
Just take the edge off.
If you're listening to this and don't smoke, okay? All right. We're going to go into Never Gonna Change from the Lucy EP. It's Sunspots here on Loud and Local.
Am I walking?
that was never going to change from the Lucy EP Sunspots here on Loud and Local. So I prepared you, gave you some time to think about it. You were really having an anxiety attack about it, so hopefully you've prepared and you've been able to relax.
I've settled on my answer.
Settled?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Northwest bands of all time? Actually, you're a drummer. What do you think he would say?
Mm. Ooh.
That's tough.
Yeah, I'm like, who the hell is... Because all those, all the Latin legs are from like the Midwest and stuff, I feel like.
The Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I don't even know.
Dude, that's so hard. Should we just say a
Candlebox?
Candlebox.
You a Candlebox guy?
I don't think TJ's a Candlebox guy. He likes Nirvana. I know he likes Nirvana.
Yeah, he sound
Nirvana.
Checks with the In Bloom drums.
Yeah, let's
every time.
We're going to say Nirvana.
Nirvana. Okay, sounds good. Nirvana. Andrew, you?
Maybe the U-Men.
Oh, wow.
Cold Sweat.
Yeah.
Walls.
Okay, Cold Sweat, Walls. Okay, U-Men. And how about you?
I'm going to go with a new and current band.
Yeah.
Which is a band that is called Dead Family Dog.
Okay. It's a depressing name.
Yes, it is, but they are an incredible band.
Okay.
They don't have a ton out right now, but I know that they're like working on recording more and putting it out. Our guy that records like everything for us and produces basically everything as well, Cameron Heck, that's his band, with Alex and a bunch of our other friends, and they're seriously unbelievable. Like,
wow.
I want their listenership to go up by like a
Dead
million
Family
percent.
Dog. We're playing them a lot in local, okay?
Please.
Yeah, that's right.
They're incredible.
Sweet. Seriously. Dead Family Dog. Yeah. Where are they from? Tacoma?
Seattle.
Seattle?
Yeah, okay.
Let's go. Malcolm?
I feel like it's a cop-out, but I also feel like I can't not say Nirvana.
Yeah.
Just as like lifetime influence.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, especially like if you're 11 years old and getting into rock music and you live in the Pacific Northwest, that's like your you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But then as far as like bands that I used to see or like that, you know, were part of the world that I was a part of, dude, I want to shout out Vacant State from Vancouver.
Oh, nice.
Sickest. Also, Black Breath.
Yes.
They were a great band.
R.I.P. Elijah.
Always. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
And the Poison Wizard.
I feel like I saw them like dozens of times over a couple of years, you know, when they were
so good.
Yeah.
The best.
They played in my basement once.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
It was a rager.
Was that what house was that?
It was called The Hiding Place in Tacoma.
Wow. Black Breath played there, huh?
Yeah, it was
That's
like
sick.
I don't know how we got them to play there.
It's amazing.
Did
they bring their
house...
like full stacks? Like
yeah.
Oh wow, okay.
I don't know how our house still stood after that gig, but they ripped.
That's sick. Awesome. Yeah, definitely jam some Black Breath. Incredible band. Right on. Well, if people can't come out to see one of your gigs, if you know, the best way that they can do the best thing that they can do is listen to your music. What's the best way to listen to your music? Do you prefer one way or the other, or is there physical things to purchase or streaming? What do you guys?
I mean, we do love people to buy the physical
records
because we do have a lot of them.
Okay.
So you can buy our record, I believe, off the Happy Families website.
Is that your label?
Our friend put out the record, but
awesome.
I feel like they had a name change to 4Q, but I'm not sure what their like web page is.
Yeah.
If
you go on the Sunspots Instagram, which is at SunspotsNW, there's a link on there.
Yeah.
You can buy the record on there. You can listen on Spotify.
Yeah.
You can watch the music video.
Okay.
Embarrassingly, I do like when people listen on streaming just because I can see the numbers and
go.
I like numbers.
Yeah.
But that's like, I know that they're not good though.
It validates me.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
I got 75,000 listeners.
So, My parents still just use iTunes actually. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
nice. Will they can download each song for $1?
Yeah.
And they did it.
That's amazing. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Any shout outs or thank yous before we jump into the last song?
Ooh. I mean, shout out AO, shout out Cameron Heck, shout out TJ who couldn't be here, shout out Woolworm.
Yeah.
I don't know who else.
Landon. You talking
Landon,
about
shout out Landon. This
End
band would
days.
Be here. End of Days.
Okay.
Shout out TV Star. They're like our best friends. Also, Super Crush.
Great band.
Yes.
Both those bands.
Yeah, incredible.
Shout
Talk
out
about
to
Black
TJ's
Breath.
Bees.
Yeah.
We got
shout
Super
out to TJ's
Crush,
Bees.
Mark Palm, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was the last thing?
Sorry. Shout out to TJ's Bees.
TJ's Bees. Oh, there is that his company? TJ's Bees.
No, that it's we're just talking about his bees.
Oh, okay, his actual bees. Yes. Okay. Shout out to the bees. Does he? Okay. Well, does he? Can we follow his bee?
He does have an Instagram. I don't even follow it. I don't know. What it
TJ's
is.
Bees.
You know, hit us up on the Sunspots Instagram if you want to buy some of his honey.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. Do you guys sell his honey at your on your?
We're
on
gonna
your,
start.
We're going to
at the merch booth.
Nobody does the farmers market.
That's yeah, amazing. Like okay.
Dude, we should do like a Sunspots branded honey.
That'd be sick. Dude.
Oh my God.
Oh, that'd be yeah.
Really. We sell them at the merch booth.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Branding. Thank merchandising.
Thank you for helping us come
incredible.
Up with that.
Absolutely. I'm your manager. I'll just take 10%.
Yeah, you'll get a cut.
Please.
Sure.
Right on. Okay, so we're going to go into the last song here, and this is Lucy. That just Lucy, right? Not Lucy's?
Yeah.
Lucy's? Lucy. Okay, Lucy. So what we're going to do is I'm going to turn my microphone off, and you're going to introduce this in the cheesiest, like, morning show, like, you know, freaking morning zoo style. Hey, what's going on? And you need to say, this is Sunspots on The Rock. And say it just as, like, loud and boisterous and annoying as possible, okay?
Wait, so what's the whole thing I have to say, though?
Hey, what's going on? This is, you know, and your names. You guys can all say your names. Okay. And then, you know, we're from Sunspots. You're listening to The Rock.
Okay. Hey, what's up? This is Kaylee Morales.
Andrew Gentz.
And Malcolm Olson.
You're listening to Sunspots, and this is The Rock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.